it's time. It is that time. Time for Styles and Watkins.
You can join the show by texting 916-339-1140. Find us on YouTube at Sactown Sports 1140.
It's time for Alan Styles and Chris Watkins.
Yes, yes, yes. Beaming on a Tuesday. We going up on a Tuesday. And they beaming because they finally won a game. Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports. Taking you up to 2 p.m. Chris Watkins.
Yeah.
Was it too much? Was it too much?
No, I told you the other day that I used to get compared to McConan all the time.
Oh, he was shoot. My you doppelganger. Let in. And so no, we got to like, come back with that name for his doppel. It's better than Carlos Gonzaga or whatever his name is.
Poor Chris.
Carlos Gonzaga. I forgot about our guy Carlos Gonzaga.
Nate wasn't loving my intro. Nate's shaking his head, yeah. giving the you know that emoji?
I just think you got to give more effort.
You know the emoji with the twisty mouth where it's like, yeah. Like, I'm not sure. Well, Nate doing his thing. Nate Littlefield behind the glass for us today. Fully loaded show like a baked potato. We have Chris Biederman at 11 a.m.
Hey, we saw him yesterday.
We saw Chris to talk Niners and Kings as they get back on the winning side of things. Crazy, crazy scoring day in the NBA last night as Joel Embiid goes off for 70.
Crazy.
He was surprised that Will Chamberlain had never done it. Karl Anthony Towns goes off for 62, but gets benched in a loss.
That's crazy.
If that's not the most Karl Anthony Towns movie and situation, I don't know what is. Truck Smart, the drive of the week, Truck Smart, that's back. That's at 1 p.m. Chris Watkins, all right, now I'm throwing to you.
Yes.
There you go.
I mean, you just said crazy scoring night in the NBA, and you didn't even mention the craziest one. Joel 70. You got Karl Anthony Towns with 62. But how about the most unlikely of them all? Harrison Barnes.
Harrison Barnes.
HB.
I told y'all don't
Come
sleep.
Come on. Hey.
I told y'all don't sleep.
I don't know what this man has with the first game of you know, he went crazy. I think he scored 33 in the first game of the season. Well, now we have game one of the second half of the season.
Yeah, that's right.
And he drops 32. So, you know, if it's any sign of what was to come earlier in the season, I think that don't expect a lot of nights
right.
like that
okay.
from
HG. Right. Here we go.
But B, you know, I think the Kings had a pretty good start to the season, and or at least better start than last year. So maybe good things will follow after this. It has to be a good omen, right?
It has to be. It has to be. We also have some interesting conversations that need to be had between the Kings players and the media. We've talked Podium Gate before. There was an article put out by Jason Anderson. If you haven't got a chance to read it yet, we will break that down for you. And what's going on as far as possible. The word that was used in the article was boycott,
yes.
right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So, you know, is there something going on there? Do you care? Look, we know, and I don't, there are different versions of media. We do radio, right? We don't really write articles, things like that.
Right.
But we know ultimately fans are typically going to side on the same side as the players,
sure.
right? Hey, leave them alone. They're humans too. So I want to hear it because I do think that there are definitely obligations that these guys have. That's why they're in the 1% and they get paid
Absolutely.
a lot of money.
Absolutely.
But I do understand that sometimes media could massage things in other ways, right? So we'll break all that down throughout the course of the show. And we have a trade. We actually
have a
trade.
Got buried in everything
Scary
else.
Terry Rozier to the Heat. Kyle Lowry to the Hornets, which you would assume. And the first thing I thought, I said, Chris, PJ Washington, Kyle
That's
Lowry,
right, yeah.
let's get them to Sacramento. Then Chris said how much Kyle Lowry is getting paid. And I said, I think Charlotte's beautiful this time of year.
Great.
Kyle Lowry, you don't need to go anywhere. Scary Terry to the Heat, what were your initial thoughts on that?
I mean, that's a move that I think I had heard whispers of starting last week. It makes a bit of sense. Like, if you think of, I mean, Heat culture is a little bit more disciplined, I think, than what you would
he's
probably
not just
think.
Out here pulling.
Yeah, so he's probably going to have to rein it back a little bit than what he was doing in Charlotte. But at the same time, like, Terry Rozier is a perfect Heat. I mean, when you think of the Cody or whichever Martin brother, I still haven't figured out which Martin twin it was that went crazy for the Heat last year. But, like, that's what the Heat are all about. It's very much, again, I'm going to continue to reference the Asante interview from Friday when he talked about the Patriot way, doing your job. Like, that's what the Heat are for basketball. There is, it's about as close as you can get to a, hey, this is how we do it because this is just who we are. And Terry Rozier is the exact kind of dude he's like almost like a pocket Jimmy Butler, where if you count him out for a minute, I mean, we saw it here
with
in Sacramento.
The three ball.
He can
with
score 30. Ball. He can put up 30 on you any night, and that's exactly the kind of scoring punch that Miami team needs. I mean, they're a bunch of dogs over there, so if you can hold teams to 100 points, I think Miami was the best team in terms of points per game allowed last year in the NBA. If they can still be an elite defense and then have a scoring punch like Terry Rozier on top of it, that's dangerous.
He's going to start, right?
I would think so, yeah.
I know he's more of a combo guard type
deal. Yeah, definitely. But I would imagine, I mean, Kyle Lowry, I believe, was coming off the bench at this point for them. But I would assume he's probably going to start. I haven't looked at what Miami's been running here recently, but I would definitely assume,
you would assume
that he's probably
going
to start.
In my mind, when I think of Terry Rozier, I think what he could be for this team is hopefully a more refined Dion Waiters, if you will.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Not necessarily to as crazy as shots. So Kyle Lowry started their last game on
He started 35 of 37 games.
Yeah.
So he started a majority of this season for him, crazy enough.
So there
he
you go.
He hasn't been producing at all.
No, and you would think that the Hornets, you talk about timelines, Kyle Lowry's 37.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite, those are two different decades than
right.
the timeline that the Hornets are on. So look for him to move somewhere.
That's
question is where. It is an expiring deal, but he might be done after this. I would imagine he's looking to go ring chasing somewhere and kind of call it. I don't know if he was going to call it a career after this or not, but I would say a pretty decent move for the Heat moving forward. They need bucket getters. They need to continue to get better in that loaded Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
So good on them. And yeah, that is just something that I think that a lot of Heat fans are going to be excited about. Also later in the show, of course, when we got our guy Niner Nate in the building, we are going to have discussions about the Niners and why all of a sudden, now who knows who makes these maps up, but there are a couple maps going around, and yes, they're jokes, right? But there are two maps going around. There is a map going around that is all purple besides the state of Missouri, right? And that is for the Ravens Chiefs, right? So everybody is going for the Ravens. Everybody's tired of the Chiefs. They're tired of Taylor Swift.
Oh,
they're tired of everybody. Mahomes, Brittany Mahomes, all of them. They're tired of everybody, okay? That makes sense to me. Now, I think Mahomes is, you know, the wife situation, I think he gets a lot of flack for no reason.
Sure,
I think people just don't like her for whatever reason, right? But you've seen him around. There's Taylor Swift. I could see why people would be annoyed. There's another map going around.
There sure is.
Where it's basically, and somebody had a joke about this, a Niner fan, where it's the whole map and it's all blue besides the state of California, which is red for the Niners. So basically all of the country is rooting for the Lions. And somebody even said, what's funny is, really, you could cut off could cut off half of California and it would just be
probably Northern California, I guess.
Okay. Right, the Northern California. And to me, I asked the question, and I joked about it in the crossover with Carmichael Dave and Jason Ross. But to me, the question is, why do people hate the Niners? I understand why you're annoyed with the Chiefs for a bevy of reasons that you've seen them for as long as you've seen them. Now they got Taylor Swift. Jason Kelsey's in the suite with no shirt on. You're just tired of them, right? The Niners
I'm personally not.
Sure.
But yeah, I get it.
I understand why people are annoyed by them, even though I'm not.
Yeah, sure.
It's just a typical thing to be annoyed
fatigue.
By. Fatigue.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Niners, they've been around. They were in a Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Right.
But why the hate towards the Niners to root for the Lions? And I know Lions are a great story. Are the Lions a much better story than the Brock Purdy story? So I want to break down that stuff. I don't know how the Niners turned into these villains, right? Normally you have to, and this isn't a dig at the Niners, normally you have to win something to become a villain.
Exactly.
And then you say, okay, this comes with territory. They haven't even won anything yet.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really speak to it. I'm sure Nate can definitely speak more to the getting hate side of it. But, I mean, to me, frankly, I mean, I think it's tough because, I mean, I've been in the area and you've been even more in the area than I have, or more in the epicenter of the area. I don't know. I mean, at least locally, it's felt like that disdain has always been there. So I can't really speak to where the national media falls or where the national public falls. But to me, it probably has to do a bit with the success. I mean, if anything, I mean, I will speak from personally. I would say that, you know, people got a little bit tired of the hearing that, oh, this is the year, the quest for right. six. And then, you know, when you heard that in 2013, 2012, when Harbaugh was it, okay, sure, yeah, it was cool, but now it's been 13
well, they
years.
Don't say, they got rid of
it's
that.
It's almost like, I mean, yeah. But it's almost like the Yankees saying 27 rings, 27, it's like,
right.
Okay, can you just go win the ring? Because I've been hearing about how you're going to get this forbidden title for the past X amount of years. Can you just go get it so I can stop hearing about it?
They're going to get it this year.
I think that's what it is.
Got to get to a break. We have two texts right here on the Folsom Lake Honda hotline from the 209. It's not the Niners. It's the Niners fans that we can't stand. That's from the 209. From the 916, it's the Niner fans that people hate. I want to know what it is they do. I want to really break this down. We were talking about Benson's birthday. We're going to get real psychological today. And what is it that Niner fans do? Is it the Brock Purdy thing? Because I don't
it
feel
sure
like
is
Niner
not just that.
But I don't feel like there was Niner hate like this with Jimmy Garoppolo. And I feel like the capes that you think so?
I think the trolling turned into hate. I think there was an equal amount of people.
Nobody
trolling.
Thought the Niners would actually win with Jimmy.
I think that's what it was.
Right? Yeah. And now they actually could do this. Yeah. All right. Got to get to a break. When we get back, we are breaking down all things Kings Hawks as they get back onto the winning side of things.
Go.
And yes, the Black Falcon, Harrison Barnes. That is his nickname for people who didn't know. But when he balls out, that's what we call him. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Got the club going up.
Sports. Call or text 916-339-1140.
Club going up on a Tuesday.
That's right. That's right. We'll leave you alone.
So traumatizing.
We'll leave you alone.
I don't think you understand how tough it was to work at a radio station when this song was out.
So who was telling you? Just other coworkers?
It was a lot of coworkers, and yeah, it was mainly people in this building, as a matter of fact. I guess they're not here anymore, but
yeah.
It was yeah, it was back in the day when 102.5 used to be.
Well, you
building.
Had the hair too. Let's
I did
not
have
forget.
The hair. Yeah, I used to have, you know, a
I
nice
saw
little
your,
shaggy
I saw your
flat
your
top,
ID card
of,
and I said, yeah. Why does Chris have somebody oh, else's got, ID card? Yeah. And then I noticed that it was actually you.
I've gone through some phases.
Yeah,
my hair
we,
is almost at
all...
a. It's almost at a presentable.
Is that
stage.
The longest your hair has ever been?
No, I used to have locks. As a matter of fact, yeah.
Excuse
Shout
me.
Shout out Brock. Shout out Brock. Brock the Loch Ness.
I
monster.
Need a photo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
I need a photo.
It used to be my my ID photo.
Seventh
for,
grade, eighth grade. I had that was the first.
Oh,
time.
I was like, no, this is like 4 years ago.
No, yeah,
I cut them during the pandemic.
For the youngins out there, this was the first time. Cornrows had come around, right? This is when AI was balling out. I had my cornrows going too.
Man,
I
nobody
had long
tells
hair,
you
man.
That thing hurts, man.
Oh no, it hurts
to get it.
It
get
hurts
it, your hair braided or twisted yeah. at all. That thing is painful.
Yeah,
like
it's
I don't
not
think
fun.
They understand. You have to pull the hairs at the front of your head
right.
and just stretch
it's
it
the
as
side.
Far back.
It's the side yeah. of the it's this. And nowadays these kids they do cornrows, but then they taper the side.
I've seen
we
that.
Were
yeah.
doing, and no. it's probably because you know they don't want that pain like
sleep.
We had back
yeah,
in the day.
It's like you got. Yeah. I don't know how. I mean, shout out all the girls patting their head.
Yeah.
I get it because it's also the itchiest thing I've ever dealt with in my life.
Well, it hurts, and you know you're. I'm like, Mom, is it long enough? Is it long enough? Can you do it? She says. I mean, I can try.
I can stretch
it's going
it out.
To hurt.
To yeah.
It's going to hurt. I said, just do
just
it.
Do it.
Just
it's for the
it.
Culture,
and
Mom.
I barely got that thing.
Gosh,
but
come on.
Yeah, you know, you got the taper now. You looking good. You know,
yeah.
it's just
it's
like
tough.
Just like the Kings and Keegan Murray, the yeah. caterpillar to butterfly,
exactly,
right? That's
you know?
The situation.
Yeah.
That's what's going on here. Quick recap on the prop talk of last night.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Yeah, I'm bringing it up because I did well. I said 5.5 over assists.
That was easy.
For Malik Monk, that was easy money. I think he might have had that at halftime. He had 8 assists. Nate, with a very interesting approach, he went with 1.5 offensive rebounds over under for Harrison Barnes, and Harrison Barnes got it.
Two.
He
got
two
of them things.
So Nate cleared that one.
Whoops.
And then
well,
we have,
that was it.
So
that
we're
was
two
all
for
of
two.
Them. That was all of them.
And Chris, you nah. had, what did you have, Chris?
I don't know. I think I had, I had Jalen Johnson, 1.5 dunks.
Dunks. And
yeah.
he had one.
He had one, yeah.
I thought it was solid. So yeah. not a clean sweep.
He was terrible yesterday.
Yeah,
he
right.
was horrible.
He looked completely different than in Atlanta.
Yeah, you know, that's what happens when Keegan Murray's on the other side of the
Is he untouchable?
You know?
Yeah, Atlanta, he's still untouchable.
Still untouchable? You
by
sure
the way,
about that?
By the way, speaking of untouchables, just to show how incompetent it seems like the Atlanta Hawks are right now, now we're seeing reports that former untouchable, as of a week ago, Trae Young is now touchable.
Right.
And in reports with the Lakers, as yeah. well as Donovan
Please
Mitchell.
No. Please no. Well, give him Donovan. That's fine.
It's a complete mess right now. And they just, basically, their D-Lo is Harrison Barnes. Does anybody want D-Lo?
Yes.
No.
Please.
Nobody wants D-Lo.
Please.
Please. But look what he just did last night. Cool. We still right. don't want D-Lo. Right.
I saw a report today, actually, that said... the Lakers feel as if, after exploring the trade market, the Lakers feel as if there's nobody who can bring what D'Angelo Russell brings to the table for Anthony Davis and LeBron James. So they're already working on possibly spinning why they actually didn't move on.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
We wanted to, but he's just, honestly, he's too good.
Well, somebody that might be untouchable after last night, Harrison Barnes, did his... thing.
Raise those offers.
That's
okay?
right. Did his thizzle as he plays for 30 minutes, 10 of 20 from the field goal, 4 for 8 from three-point range. He had 4 rebounds, as we discussed, 2 offensive, 2 defensive, 1 steal as well. He was a +9 on the night with 32 points.
Did you see what he posted at halftime?
It was
on
his team.
Instagram story.
It was his team.
Okay.
But I am surprised that doesn't happen more.
Yeah.
Why that doesn't get brought up.
I don't think
more
the general public understands.
Okay, well,
that.
Yeah. So basically, it was going around that Harrison Barnes posted his. First of all, how is he going to make the graphic that quick? right? He made that graphic.
He's
okay?
a pro, dude. He wears a suit.
So he does wear a suit. And knowing Harrison Barnes, he would never post something like that
never.
At halftime.
No,
that is not
no,
professional.
Crazy.
But Harrison Barnes on his Instagram.
Harrison Barnes probably still has a BlackBerry.
They posted his stats, his halftime stats on his Instagram yeah. story. And a lot of people thought, tell me Harrison Barnes isn't. In,
flexing
in,
on the ground, right?
In the locker room, posting his halftime stats. We know that wasn't Harrison Barnes. It was his team. I do think it was interesting that his team posted it because are you sending a message saying, hey, he's about that life? Are you sending a message saying, come get me? Right. Come get me. Somebody come get me. The Houston Rockets have been connected to Harrison Barnes. That's honestly really the only team that I've seen. But maybe that picks up. Even Davion Mitchell had a decent night to start the game. He didn't really play that much in the second half. At least it didn't feel like it. 22 minutes, 2-for-7 field goals, 0-for-2 from three. He had 5 points, was a plus 12. And I'm going to go here with the sports cliches. What he was doing did not show up in the scorebook. I mean, Davion was flying around. That one sequence where he guarded every guy on the Hawks, then still they could not secure the rebound. Then he has hops, gets up, secures the rebound. That's the Davion Mitchell that, brother, if you play like that every game, I don't think we're talking about Keon Ellis, honestly.
No.
And I don't think we're really talking about Colby Jones, but is it because he hasn't playing as much? I don't know what it is. By the way, Sasha Vezenkov, in and out. He came in questionable. I think with an ankle. I think he twisted the other ankle.
Other ankle.
So we'll see. They got a couple days off until they head to the Bay to take on the Warriors.
I'm telling you what, I'm out. If I twist one ankle,
how can you
after
walk?
Trying to make up for my other ankle, I'm sitting Thursday out.
Yeah, and I saw him walking back because I said, guys, look at he was in the he was taking forever. I'm like, he both of his ankles
he
are
doesn't
sore
know
right
which
now.
One to limp on.
Right, and somebody go help him. Go help him. So. He did return, but didn't really play after he returned. So Sasha's got to get right. But all in all, just a great performance from the bench. Even JaVale McGee. Let's go.
This is my city.
He gets a tech. He was flying off the rim there. He clearly knew he was going to get a tech.
Oh my God.
Pumps up the crowd. And say what you will, if there's good JaVale or bad JaVale, that JaVale had me hyped. I'm there in the media room. And like
so
we
loud.
Always say, we're not supposed to really be saying anything. I'm saying, let's go, JaVale.
Yeah.
Turn me up, JaVale.
Yeah.
Turn me up. And I think he knew
oh
what he was
gosh.
Doing. And just a great
so
performance.
Good.
And obviously we'll get to the guys who maybe didn't ball out the way we would have expected. But it doesn't matter because they get the W. Very balanced scoring, if you want to look at it that way. And they were able to basically...
And they played defense.
They played defense and they led this thing from start to finish.
Yeah. I mean, this is the third time all season that they've held an opponent under 40%. Funny enough, one of the other two times was against Atlanta right before the year ended. The other one was on the 31st against Memphis. So shout out to Kings for playing good defense. This is also, I pulled a number this morning. Kings are 8-2 this season when Harrison Barnes scores over 15 or more points.
8-2.
8-2 when HB
this
scores.
This season when HB scores
15 or more points.
Wow.
It's only happened 10 times. 10 of the 42 games that he's played in. But I mean, again, it really, and I think both of those losses were to the Pelicans as well. So do with that information what you will. I think that it was a great performance from HB, obviously. But yeah, to me, the defensive factor, and I think Davion, you hit the nail on the head there. I think that's the exact kind of performance you want to see from Davion. And yeah, it doesn't really matter to me that I don't know what he even finished with. 5 points in seven, or is that right? That was just his second half stats. Didn't really have a major game on the stat sheet, but to me, it was the defensive hustle. It was when he got in the game, that layup that he took.
That's what I'm saying. Get to the rack.
Yeah, I think it was Malik who said it in his post game. To me, decisive. Mm-hmm. That's the word that I want to use for Davion Mitchell when he's playing at his best. And to me, that's what he was yesterday. It's just no nonsense. You're not here to shoot the ball unless you're wide open. Mm-hmm. If you get the ball, attack the rim. Do things. I mean, we talked about praise TJ McConnell. We praise guys like Jose Alvarado. It's not that Davion has to be some explosive scorer. It's just have an impact. Do some big things. That rebound, absolutely massive. Guard multiple people on a possession. Just don't have it be your fault. Not that it is his fault a lot of the time, but just go out there and be a positive force. And really, I mean, let the chips fall where they may. I have no problem with how Davion played yesterday.
Got to get to a break. When we get back, are you feeling better about the Kings? Also, a huge night in the NBA for scoring, and not just Harrison Barnes. Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Sacktown Sports.
All guests and callers join us from the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. Joel Embiid drops 70 in a real live game. And Joel Embiid is a guy who, look, he's a merchant, okay? He is a foul merchant.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he is one of the best players in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And he balled out, and he's been doing his thing.
Yep.
Is Kat a merchant?
No.
Anyone on the T-Wolves a merchant?
I don't think so. They play with integrity.
Yeah.
Okay. Different voices. But.
Rudy Gobert is a little suspect, but.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But a foul.
I mean,
okay.
There's not like an
foul
a
merchant. Foul
thing.
Merchant.
Yeah, yeah.
There are no foul merchants.
Wait, what do you mean? So you're saying Rudy Gobert is like a stat patter?
No, I just his impact is just suspect at all.
Oh,
times.
Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Right. But yeah, as far
I
as
I like the foul merchant game a lot.
Yeah. As far as foul merchant, I don't think Karl Anthony Towns would fall into that category, and he would not fall into that category as far as a defender as well, which is why he essentially got.
Benched
after dropping 62, which sounds crazy, but that's what happened. And the Timberwolves ended up losing that game. But when I tell you, and maybe we're just a little immune to feeling something when these guys do these big numbers these days, but Joel Embiid dropped 70, and were you moved?
I mean, it's definitely a really big number. And then especially looking at the historical context of it, like, I mean, Wilt Chamberlain was literally a Sixer, and the fact that he didn't even have 70 points in a game as a Sixer, I think tells you how absolutely insane what Joel did yesterday. I mean, I do agree with you. He is definitely a foul merchant. I think he was, let me get it right. I think I saw he was 18 of 18 at the free throw line yesterday, which
hey,
is just...
can't be a foul merchant if you miss.
Absolutely absurd.
And by the way, how could we talk about the Kings win...
That's true.
And not mention, they went 24 of 27 from the free throw line.
Oh, my goodness. You know what that means.
That's 88.9%.
Yeah. Scary.
We are so back.
They're due.
We are so back.
Mm-mm.
What do you mean?
I think that just means that they're...
Clank Fest?
Yeah, I just mean
Clank Fest coming incoming, to the Bay?
Incoming to Golden State.
No. We're turning a new leaf.
We'll see.
88.9%.
That would almost make me more upset if you just all of a sudden become like an 89% free throw shooting team. Because what? what the hell has it been for 41 games
then?
Hey, you gotta he shot 73%
turn the corner
for 41 games and
by
then
the
game
way,
42.
I do have to say, and I don't want anybody to I'm just trying to look at the nobody missed more than one. Yeah, because they only missed three, right?
Love
so
that.
So you have they missed three. JaVale missed one, De'Aaron missed one, yeah. And Keegan missed one. Keegan's weird to me. At
Keegan
the free
doesn't
throw
even
line.
Get to the line. I think that's more what it is.
He's
he doesn't take many appearances.
He's got to nail that one down.
Speaking of JaVale missing things, how about that three?
Right. Yeah.
You're going to have to tell me about it because, as you know, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I had to look
away. You looked
away.
Look, man, like I said, JaVale giveth, JaVale taketh away.
I wish, also, I just looked up Joel Embiid free throws. I wish he was 18 of 18. He was 21 of 23 from the free throw line yesterday. He took 23 free throws by himself.
Joel Embiid?
Joel Embiid.
23 free throws
by himself. The San Antonio Spurs as a team took 27.
Wow.
Wow. So there you go about your merchant. Anyways, JaVale's three.
Yeah, JaVale's three was something to behold.
It sure was.
Okay.
It sounded like it. Did it hit rim? I have no idea.
I'm
okay.
Pretty sure it nicked rim.
Okay.
I don't remember it being an air ball.
Okay.
But that just might be me wishful thinking.
I just saw him size it up and I was like,
and it
oh,
wasn't
no, he's
even.
Not.
Okay, but look, when we're
it was
out
a good
there.
Good shot. It was fine.
When
he
we're out there in the pregame.
He's pulling.
You know, he's taking that shot. Yeah. He's practicing.
He definitely is.
That shot, so.
Might as well. I guess that's
Patrick,
why you
Patrick
practice,
Ewing,
right?
Do you practice that shot? JaVale does.
He does.
Now, is he practicing that shot to shoot it when there's not 2 seconds left on the shot clock? I didn't think so, but apparently.
Apparently, we're just letting it fly.
Apparently, we're just letting it fly. JaVale, the
hand down, man down, right?
Yeah, hand down, man down. The roller coaster of JaVale McGee is always something to behold. Getting back to the two big scores from last night on the,
yep.
And it was the anniversary of Kobe dropping the 81.
Really?
So you have somebody in Karl Anthony Towns that was, I guess, struggling defensively. Did he get benched? What the situation was. And the head coach comes out, and he's very honest. And look, we're going to talk about the Kings, and I was in the postgame with Malik Monk, and the Kings are very self-aware, right? And I think that's very good, and that makes me feel like they can turn some things around because the first step is acknowledgement,
yeah.
Right? Chris Finch is really making these guys younger team, but
yeah.
Not young, making these guys incredibly accountable. So here is Chris Finch talking about what happened and how he really wasn't happy with how the Timberwolves performed.
You know, obviously, we're going to try to feed a hot hand, look for a hot hand. But at some point, we got to get back to making the right play. We got to get back to doing the right things. You know, that's just, like I said, there's a lot of ways to be immature. There's always a lot of ways to be immature. And there was a lot of immature performances here throughout the roster. We totally disrespected the game, ourselves, and we got exactly what we deserved. So,
Chris, did you also see, I mean, did it turn into Carl trying to hunt? Like
absolutely.
A big number. And
yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, but for a while, I mean, it was going. But you know, down the stretch, we kind of dried up for us. But yeah. So
why?
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will get on Coach Mike Brown when the Kings lose, and you do hear a lot of the same coaches speak. They kicked our behinds.
Right.
We weren't ready to play. That's on the team. That's on me. And he's never really singled out. Now, that reporter kind of led him into it, but he had already said we disrespected the game and things like that and immaturity.
I mean, and he benched Cat.
And he benched Cat. As a fan base, as just people watching the game, and do you like your coach to do that, or do you prefer the coaches speak? Because
sure.
A lot of people would say that could have waited till the locker room.
Yeah, could have been done behind closed doors.
Yeah.
It's a different approach for sure. I think you just have to have a good idea of how your players best respond. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think sometimes public pressure is necessary. And, I mean, it's pretty embarrassing to have a guy score 62 points and lose to – I mean, the Kings are no strangers to losing to the Charlotte Hornets.
Yes.
But it's embarrassing to be the number one seed in the Western Conference, have – one of your prominent young players, best players, if you will, score 62 points, and then to lose in an effort against the worst team in the NBA.
Second worst.
That is fair. That's very fair. Very, very fair.
Put some respect on Detroit's
very
name.
Fair. Well, I don't know. Now that they don't have Scary Terry, I don't know. I don't know anymore. That's bad. Like that. If you ever are going to single out a player, it probably should be when that kind of thing happens, because you are proving a point or sending a message of go crazy, go ahead, have 62 points. Look what it did for us. And I think that's a really good message to send to your young team that is having a crazy amount of success early in, or I guess it's right on time, but you know, still early in Cat and Anthony Edwards' career. It's important to tell them, hey, you can have all the numbers you want, but it doesn't mean jack if we lose the game. So go ahead and have your 62, Cat. Change the game. Have this day be a movie for you. We lost. So at the end of the day, it's a pretty crappy ending to the movie.
I mean, this is kind of crazy, though. I'm looking here. Anthony Edwards is 22,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, nuts.
Karl-Anthony Towns is 28, though. So are we – I don't –
that's up
using
there.
The word immature at when you're three best players, Rudy Gobert is 31 – Karl-Anthony Towns is 28, yeah. And sure, Anthony Edwards is 22. You really still using
that the you term should be in the immature? Middle of your has Mike Brown ever used that term with Sabonis, who's also I believe 28?
Never,
not even once. Not
never
even thought about it.
Look, it's a cautionary tale, and I don't. There are people out there. They're maybe they drop to the three seed. I don't know. I'm not saying that these are cracks in the armor for the T-Wolves
for sure.
But stuff like this is the reason.
Yeah. It's a leaky faucet.
Does anybody think the T-Wolves are going to be carrying the Larry O'Brien? Because I don't. And maybe that's disrespectful, but until they stop doing stuff like this, right? I just.
Absolutely.
Once you do it, I'll say, okay, I was wrong.
Right.
But until you do and you have a coach, because I saw something. Actually, no. I was in the postgame presser with Coach Mike Brown, and he was asked about De'Aaron's ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And he said, De'Aaron is going to have his ups and downs. He's still young.
Still young, right?
Still, you know, figuring this thing out. And I had somebody, and I posted that I had heard that, and somebody responded saying, well, De'Aaron isn't really young. Well, De'Aaron's 26 years old. And if we're talking about the ups and downs, and I would say young in terms of being the guy. What is this, year two or three of being the franchise guy? Two and a half?
It's a tough question, I guess. You could say I don't know. You could say like three or four. It's a tough question.
For sure.
Because, I mean, what are you a franchise player if your team wins 30 games and 35
that's,
games?
That's
in
what
the
I'm
season?
Saying,
like,
right?
I guess he would be considered it, but I mean, again, like.
When you level up and you're playing at a certain level, the assumption is that he's just never going to drop. Mm-hmm. And now that he's dropped, people are saying, what's the deal? And Mike Brown says, well, he's still young. He's still figuring it out. He's going to have ups and downs. Like you've said, it's really hard to average 30 in this league.
Yes.
This is what we're figuring it out. And I would much rather have that conversation than talk about a team being immature when you're. When two of your big three are over 25, that
average age of 30.
You ask kids, that's past Gen Z. You ask kids, those are old heads.
Yeah.
You're 28. Ancient. You're an ask 30, my nephew. Ask my nephew. That's a Karl-Anthony Towns an old head.
Yeah.
I'm an old head, right? And Rudy Gobert is too.
They would say that's a vintage Karl-Anthony Towns performance.
Right. Wow. Remember when he turned back the clock on that one? And we're using the words immature. Not a good look. I think the T-Wolves are still a heck of a team, and they have the pieces. But immature for a team with two of your big three.
That's true.
One's 28, one's 31. Not the word I would use, but if that's how you feel, let them know. All right. Got to get to a break. When we get back, are you feeling better about the Sacramento Kings? Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Save big on all Fight Lighting smart home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Check us out on YouTube. Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
HB in the place to be C. Turning back the clock. Last night, 32. As the Kings get back on the winning side of things, I was so happy to see. And look, we know that here on this show, Allen Stiles and the Beam have a very long relationship.
Complicated.
Right? Very complicated relationship. Yeah. But I've always loved the Beam. Yeah. My job here is to ask questions. And that is a question that I will never, ever ask again. And it was so nice last night to see everybody taking their selfies in front of the Beam.
Yeah, we had to confirm, I forgot they did it.
We had to confirm that the Beam still worked.
Yeah. I know.
It had been so long. Hey, does this thing, you need new batteries, whatever the case is, because you hadn't seen it, and you see it last
12
night.
12 days?
It was a long time, because I follow the Beam, right? There's a Beam there on Twitter, and it says, I'm back! Yeah,
the Cam Beam, Newton.
the Cam Newton. I can't hit that octave right now. So, great stuff from the Kings. As far as feeling better about them, look, I just don't think I can say that. It's much better than losing. But you're about to go on a very spicy road trip. And, you know, a Warriors team that's dealing with the passing of their assistant coach. Yeah. Who knows where their head is going to be at. The Kings, and I, look, it's kind of messed up to say, they got to take advantage, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
Just keeping it to basketball. This is still a team, the Warriors, what are they, in 12th place?
Yeah.
Something like that. They're under 500. They're reeling. Yes, they got Draymond back. This is a game, I don't care who, I don't care about the name right now or the star power. You got to get this game because even just looking at it logistically, you have to get this game because it's one of the easier games on this road trip. That's how I'm looking at it.
No, that's crazy, but it's a fact.
It's an easier game than the Mavs. It's not an easier game than the Grizzlies. It's an easier game than the Heat. It's an easier game than the Pacers. And it's probably equal to facing the Bulls, and you're going to be in Chicago. Cavs, I would say, probably similar. And then
Cavs
you come back
fire
home.
Right now.
And then you come back home. So if you look at this road trip, you kind of need this game.
Yeah, absolutely. And even to further it, I mean, Golden State, I just looked at it. I assume it seems like they're on track to play for on Wednesday. They're going to be on the second night of a back-to-back. And you mentioned the fact that they haven't played in a while. That's going to be a really tired team. Second night of back-to-back, haven't played in a while. And just dealing with everything they're dealing with. I mean, it's unfortunate that those are the circumstances. But, yeah, if you're a Kings team, you've got to make sure that you take care of business. Because, yeah, you mentioned it. That's the first game on a long, long road trip. I think this is the longest road trip of the season right before the trade deadline. We're getting close to the All-Star break as well. I think the All-Star break is a week after the trade deadline. It looks like it's February 14th is going to be their last game before the deadline. So you can see a mini finish line right there. You just got to take care of business until you get there, though. And it's really tough. I mean, with HB having the night he had last night. Something tells me trade rumors are only going to get hotter. Kevin Huerter is going to be in trade rumors. And who knows, Davion Mitchell got inserted into the rotation yesterday. I don't know what that means. But, yeah, you got to come together at this moment right now. And, you know, it's not – you are right. It's not an easy road trip. And I would say it's not a super difficult road trip.
No.
But at the same time, like you said, there are some hurdles in there. I mean, Indiana is going to be a team where you haven't seen them at full strength. Miami's a team. I don't think they've played Miami yet this season.
Miami did a weird thing where they played the Warriors, but somehow didn't play the Kings.
Really?
Yeah.
That is weird.
Yeah, played the Warriors in the Bay, but somehow didn't play the Kings.
Interesting. So, I mean, yeah, and if I'm looking at this road trip, I want the Kings going at least 4-3. I feel like Golden State should be a win. Dallas, I ideally want to see the Kings beat Dallas, especially with how they're jockeying in the standings. Memphis, that has to be a win.
Yes.
And then, you know, Chicago, in my opinion, has to be a win. Cleveland, like I said, is playing their best basketball right now, funny enough. Pacers is going to be a tough matchup. Miami's going to be a tough matchup. Dallas is kind of a toss-up. But, I mean, you always want to leave a road trip with a winning record, but it feels like, especially right now, after the losing streak they just went on, the last thing you want to do is just go right back on another losing streak.
Yeah, and the last time they had a back-to-back, it was against the two worst?
Well, oh, yeah.
Well, it was the
I
Hornets.
I forgot that back-to-backs are even a thing we have to worry about.
It was the Hornets, one of the worst
Detroit.
Teams in the league.
Was, yeah, right.
And
Detroit
then,
and then Charlotte.
Yeah, and then Charlotte. So that's a situation where you took advantage and you're supposed to. This next one, I would say, is definitely a level up as you face the Pacers in their house. And you owe the Pacers.
Sure do.
You owe the Pacers something. Yeah. And Halliburton, it probably still feels like he owes you something because he didn't get to play.
Right. Good
so then you have the Pacers. And then so this is another away back-to-back against two teams that are better, even for what the Bulls are going through. They're still a better team than the Hornets and the Pistons.
Yes.
So you're at Pacers, at Bulls. That is your next back-to-back. So like we said, that Warriors game must win. The Mavericks game, honestly, Mavericks might feel like they owe you something because
Absolutely.
You showed up and you balled out against the Mavericks. So you got to have the Warriors, got to have the Grizzlies, got to have one of the Pacers or the Bulls. And that only puts you at three. And then, yeah, to your point, Chris, after that three, one of these games, you just gotta mount up and figure it out and get to four. That's how I see it.
Interesting thing about last night, I think you and I were talking pregame. Yesterday could have been the last time that we see some of those guys in Kings uniforms. Kings don't return to Sacramento until February 7th, deadline's the 8th.
And we confirmed when the Halliburton trade happened, it was a day before the deadline.
Right.
So a day before the deadline, this year would be the night the Kings come back home after the road trip to take on the Pistons.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
And if you're going to make a trade and be worried about being shorthanded, who's a good team to be able to face on that day?
The best team, maybe?
The Pistons.
Yeah.
So that's another reason to kind of time this out. Because I'll tell you what. You don't want to wait till the deadline. You make this trade, and then guess who's coming to town February 9th, the Yikes. Day after the deadline.
Yikes.
You don't want to face the Nuggets shorthanded. Mm-mm. Either way, it might be clunky because you might have newer guys in there.
Yeah.
But I would much rather get your sea legs under you or if somebody's on a plane, unable to get there yet, against the Pistons. That's it.
Yep, absolutely. And I mean, and then just after that trade deadline stretch in general, I mentioned the All-Star break is going to be after the game on the 14th, but heading into that All-Star break, it's a sprint. The Kings have the toughest stretch of opponents.
Do
you
I even
want
to know?
It's Denver at home, so it's the Pistons game, and then you play Denver on the 9th, so these are all post-trade deadline. Denver on the 9th, at OKC on February 11th, at Phoenix on February 13th, and then at Denver on February 14th, heading into the All-Star break. So, again, if you're making a move, let's just say they make it after. Let's say they make a deadline day move on the 8th. You have four games in which you hopefully can pick up one because you don't want to head into the All-Star break on a four-game losing streak. But you got to try and get one or two of Nuggets, Thunder, Suns, Nuggets. To end the
that is insane
that first stretch of the season.
That is insane.
It's brutal. Absolutely brutal.
And then
brutal.
You come back. So as everybody was tired of the Warriors at the beginning of the season.
You're
going to
get real
season,
tired of the defending champs.
Yeah, you're going to get real tired of the Nuggets. You got them February 9th, February 14th, and then February 28th.
My goodness. Three times in a month. How does that happen?
Three times in a month. And sprinkled in with that, you get a Wemby game like you discussed. And sprinkled in with that, you get another trip to L.A., to La La Land, to take on the Clippers.
Great. Love that. And you get Minnesota on March 1st, too. So, I mean, turns out, again, the Western Conference
is
just a bloodbath. But this is it. This is what you sign up for.
February is – could you make the argument that February is the season?
I think so. Absolutely. Especially, yeah, when you consider – let's see here. In February, the Kings are going to have 2, 3, 4 home games in the month of February. And, geez, let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 road games.
You got to get out alive.
Yeah,
just make it out alive.
Yep.
And try to get to March. And we're not even going to waste our time looking at the March schedule yet. You just got to assume it can't be as tough.
It's not going to be as tough, but I mean, even to end the season, and that's why I think the Kings just they cannot put themselves in a position where they're jockeying for their standings at the end of the year, because I'm just looking again just to take a peek at what April, which is the last month of the season. There's only about 8 games in the month of April, but in those 8 games is a Clippers matchup at Knicks, at Celtics, at OKC. You play the Pelicans again, and you play the Suns in pretty much 6 of your last 8 games.
This is it. This is what Coach Mike Brown said. February is when teams fold and when teams decide to make a run. By the way, Malik Monk said something that I thought was really interesting when you talk about being self-aware in the post-game presser, when he was asked about the game and how everything kind of turned out. And he said, when teams go on a run, usually we fold.
Right, yeah, I heard him.
But we did not fold tonight.
Yeah.
Right? So, again, they know what they have to do. Right. It's just a matter of doing it. They know the run is happening. So when we're watching them be down by 50 to the Pelicans or whatever it is, it's just thinking, man, is there somebody? Is there nobody? Is there no one in that huddle that can say, guys, we know this is happening. We got to turn it around. Now, to be fair, doing that against the Pelicans is a lot different than doing it against the shorthanded Atlanta Hawks. But we've seen them trick off games against shorthanded teams anyway. Got to get to a break. When we get back, Chris Biederman joins us of the Sacramento Bee and the Candlestick Chronicles to talk Kings and Niners. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.